While Peter was still speaking, talking without listening, trying to organize everybody on the mountaintop so that they could just all sit down and process what was happening, God acted. While Peter was still speaking, sure that he could research the data points about these so-called transfigurations and explain it to John and James, God acted. While Peter was still speaking, filling in God's silence with his own loud, anxious wondering, God acted. Peter, the same guy who just a few days before had told Jesus that he believed that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of the living God, now that was a transfiguration moment. Jesus couldn't have said it more clearly to him. What a huge thing this was for Peter to understand. He made Peter the rock upon which the church would be founded. He gave Peter the keys to the kingdom of heaven and the power and authority to do God's work on earth. Peter didn't know that his face shone like the sun that day. Then, not too long later, Peter tried to define for Jesus just what being the Messiah meant. And Jesus was none too pleased with that. He even called Peter Satan. Peter became transfigured when he remembered that what was happening was all about God. But the moment he forgot that and it became about him, he became a stumbling block for God's work. Over and over, Jesus had tried to teach his friends that this path that they were traveling with him was about God's greatest work on earth, and that there would be great suffering and great hardship ahead if they decided to stick with him, because people just weren't going to understand. They would reject Jesus, and instead of living into God's grace and love, people would live into the human nature of anger, fear, and rejection unto death. But on that day of the mountain hike, Jesus tries one more time with these three disciples, inviting them to see something that was so mind-blowing that they are not to tell about it. It's a secret. Because maybe once people see that Jesus' tomb is empty, they might believe what Peter, James, and John saw that day on the mountain. And on the mountain, God shows those three disciples who Jesus is, God's Son, the Beloved. God shows that in Jesus, God is pure love, just love, bright as the sun, authentic and real as the sun, the Beloved who loves. While Peter is still speaking, God acted. Peter takes over. He punctures the bubble with reality. Maybe he thought that the moment was done. Maybe he thought, God, this is done. We're finished with this. He's still speaking when God says, "Watch me." This time Peter is silent. I kind of like to imagine James and John giving a great big elbow in the side. Peter, be quiet. Jesus, who is God's love made real, picks up his friends and dusts them off and brings them back to solid ground. But he says, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. Because this is not about you. This is about God. This transfiguration is not meant to showcase God's wonder to the community. It was meant to show that God's power in Christ is miraculous. A miracle. Not about Peter. Not about John or James. About God. What the Messiah was, who the Messiah was not about Peter. It was about God. It's all about God. While Peter was still speaking, God acted. Today, we have to know that God is still acting, that God is still speaking. There's been a lot of water under the bridge since the Transfiguration. We are a suspicious people in the 21st century, and I'm worried we are raising a suspicious people. And there are a lot of good reasons for this. Our world has become one of right and wrong, yes and no, possible and impossible. A world of, if you are not with me, you are against me. A world that holds on to fear and cynicism, anxiety, meanness, and snark. A world where people just don't want to live in the middle. That big, gigantic middle. We have to be over here, we have to be over there. But what about the middle? What about the mystery of the middle? I think we crave that forgotten mystery of God that is the middle. And we need to know that God is still speaking, and that our utterly human nature will not sink this world, that love is love, that miracles happen, and that sometimes without warning, there is transfiguration. Maybe you saw the little story that I saw at the end of this week, just a quick one. I was just sort of surfing around, and I hit on a news site, and this is a story about that young boy who had been abandoned, abused, and had lived in foster care until he reached the age 7 or 8, when nobody adopts anybody, until a woman and a man with open hearts adopted him. And when they adopted him at that age, despite the abuse he had lived under, despite the fact that he'd been hospitalized by then twice with brain damage caused by abuse, despite it all, he could not cry. Until the day that his dog, an old dog, died. And he decided to stay with that dog all the way to the end, because, he told his parents, he knew what it was like to not be loved, to not be cared for, and no animal should ever feel that way. So now this little boy has committed to only adopting older dogs, the kind with one eye shut and a little limp, a little scruffy, not many more years for them, because he said every being should know what it feels like to be loved. I saw that little story purely by chance. And in that story, I saw the mystery of God. There was transfiguration in that little boy and his parents and in the new old dog that now sleeps by his bedside. This child knew what it was like not to be loved, so he loves. That's a miracle. God is still speaking. Every day there is transfiguration. Every moment God touches the earth. Peter needed to stop speaking to hear the miracle of God. Maybe we need to stop speaking sometimes to hear God speak, to see transfiguration with open eyes and open hearts and open ears. Let us stop speaking long enough to hear and see what God is up to now. I can see it almost every time we gather to worship. I was thinking about it just a few minutes ago. That first hymn, I could see transfiguration in this place. For you cannot sing that without God being present. Because God loves us, we love. God is love. And God sees us all as transfigured people, utterly human and beloved. I wonder if we looked at each other with other eyes, if we looked at each other, even the ones we don't know that we pass by the street, just outside the corner of our eye, maybe there we will see the sun shining through another's face. Can't you just see the light? Just there. God's halo in each one of us is shining through. Right there is the halo of love.